The story that wouldn't die. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The John Edwards $400 haircut story just won't go away. Now the candidate's stylist, Beverly Hills legend Joseph Torrenueva, feels dissed because Edwards referred to him as that guy and pretended like he didn't know the haircuts cost that much. So Torrenueva spilled his guts to the Washington Post, revealing that the $400 was in fact a bargain and that he once charged Edwards $1,250 for a haircut because it required a two-day trip to Atlanta. Oh, for the days when presidential candidates only had to explain why they smoked pot in college. Mitt Romney's aides are now apparently looking for ways to deliberately muss up his hair so it doesn't look too expensive. It'll be a whole new industry. Stylists will make your $400 haircut look like you fell under a lawnmower, for which they'll charge you $1,000. The whole thing is out of control. It got to the point where on June 26th, Elizabeth Edwards made this startling admission on my show.
It's a mistake we're not going to make anymore, and John got his last haircut at Supercuts.
What? The potential leader of the free world getting his hair cut at a place that gives coupons? This could shatter what little credibility we have left. Only one other commentator I know of understands this story should die, and it's Jeff Birnbaum, who said this on Fox.
The emphasis on candidates having a lot of well-groomed hair, I think that's misplaced. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think having a lot of hair is a good indication of anything, just speaking for myself.
No, Jeff, you see, has a very high forehead these days. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.